Well, today we're celebrating International Day of People with a Disability, which is on Thursday. And this year's theme is Building Back Better for an Inclusive, Sustainable and Accessible Post-COVID World. This morning I'm speaking with award-winning director, developer and disability advocate Anthea Williams to learn a bit more. Anthea, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Nice to be here, Ellen.
So COVID has been a pretty tough year for everyone, but I imagine it's been a lot harder for people living with a disability. What are the kind of main challenges? If you can, you know, give us a broad idea of what it's been like this year.
Yeah, look, the challenges for people with disability have been really broad because we're a really broad community. Mm. The commission into people with disability and responses to disability came back with their findings in the last couple of days, and they talked about how some people had lost essential support services and sometimes, you know, services that were going to sustain life. Suddenly healthcare workers weren't turning up, and when they were, they didn't necessarily have access to PPE in the early days. I think also, you know, there are a lot of people in the community who don't necessarily access the NDIS all the time, but live with disability and have chronic health conditions who were a lot more vulnerable. Mm. I know I was certainly in that situation where at the beginning of the pandemic, when no one was really reacting, I was aware that if I got this disease, it was something that could actually kill me really easily, whereas a lot of people who are my age and were my contemporaries were thinking, oh, it's not going to be such an issue for us. If we get it, we might be sick for a little while, but we would be fine. But they didn't seem to really realise that, you know, 20% of the Australian population live with disabilities and might be much more susceptible. So it's been a really, really difficult time for us.
Was that a bit of a scary moment for you when you, I mean, you know, that we've spoken about all this year how COVID is something that we can all relate to. It's something that it's affected us all. But was that a bit of a scary moment for you when you realised just how dangerous that could be?
Oh, absolutely. I was absolutely terrified. You know, at the time I was living with flatmates and I have an absolutely wonderful GP. My flatmates, of course, were having a difficult time with COVID as well. One of them worked in the travel industry, but they were getting on public transport each day. Mm. And my GP looked me straight in the eye and said, "Are they trying to kill you?" And I realised I had to live alone. I actually left the country. I have parents who are elderly. They live in New Zealand. And my GP at that time agreed with me that the best thing to do was to run away to New Zealand because it just didn't seem like Australia was acting fast enough, which meant that I had to leave a lot of work opportunities, but I just had to get out of the country. And, of course, part of the reason why I went to New Zealand as well was because my mother has caring needs. And her carer also worked in a number of ultimately fine. And I just needed to get her out of aged care, out of contact with someone who was in aged care. In fact, her carer just wasn't coming anymore because they knew that she was high risk and she was also working in aged care. So she had to isolate.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's, you know, it's such a crazy idea for me to have to kind of go across countries. And look, you know, we spoke a little bit about this before. You know, you're a director, a developer, a disability advocate. And the Inner West Council is hosting an inclusive film festival to mark the day. And you're one of the panelists discussing, you know, whether artists with a disability are leaders for change. How do you kind of interpret that question?
Oh, yeah, look, I think we absolutely are leaders for change. You know, with COVID, I felt like we were the canaries in the coal mine. Certainly, I know that some of my friends in the disability community felt like their life was already, they already had a life that was hacked for COVID. If you are immune compromised, you know, you can't be around people who have got the flu because you might have a really bad reaction to it, et cetera. So, you know, in some ways, there is a possibility for COVID to actually make life better for people with disability when people come out, because suddenly people understand that wearing masks is a good idea. Turning up to work when you have a small cold is a really bad idea if you're spreading it to someone who has an autoimmune disease and might have a really bad reaction to that. So, look, yeah, absolutely. I think we are aware of what it's like to be in unstable work. We're aware of what it's like to have strong health needs. And of course, you know, a lot of the information that came out about the pandemic, about social distancing, et cetera, for some people with disability, that simply wasn't a possibility. They have people constantly coming into their home as support workers. So, you know, closing the doors was just simply not an option. So, yeah, look, I think we absolutely are agents for change. And certainly all of the artists on the panel are people who, you know, absolutely a remarkable artist, but part of that is being advocates.
Anthea, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Awesome. Hey, do I have a chance to give a call out for where people can get information about Friday's event?
Don't worry, we'll make sure that it's up on the website. That's Director and Disability Advocate Anthea Williams, raising awareness for the International Day for People with Disability coming out on Thursday.